Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. I'm Dr. Sean, and I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Each week, I answer patients' most asked questions about health, mindset, nutrition, sleep, exercise, and lifestyle. To access the show scripts, please visit www.drfrancishealthblog.com, where you can find bonus recipes and all the references related to each show. Also, please don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone who you think could benefit. We'll see you in the next episode. Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. Today's blogcast is all about the health halo. Now, you got to be asking, what is a health halo? If you're trying to eat healthier, you already know you should be including lots of fruit, vegetables, lean protein, and whole grains. But when you step into a grocery store, things get a bit more complicated. The majority of store shelves are crammed with a tempting assortment of pre-packaged and convenience foods. So, how do shoppers know which foods are healthy options? Most people turn to nutrition and health claims found on the food packaging labels to help them decide which products to pick and which to skip. You may think you're doing a good thing adding healthful sounding foods to your cart, but in reality, you may end up taking in way more calories, sugar, and unhealthy ingredients than you intend. This is because most product nutrition claims don't mean a heck of a lot when it comes to the actual healthfulness of a food. Healthy sounding claims are actually a marketing trick used by food manufacturers, nutrition buzzwords such as natural, organic, paleo, low in calories, fat, sodium, so on and so forth, are intentionally used to help convince you to buy. This concept is known as the health halo, the perceived healthfulness of a product based on a single quality or health claim. And it works. Here's what's happened when the health halo was studied. One study offered participants two samples of yogurt, cookies, and chips labeled organic and regular. Participants believed the organic foods were lower in calories and tasted better and healthier compared to the regular foods. The catch? Both the organic and regular samples were the exact same organic foods, proving the power of slick marketing. Some researchers also conclude consumers experience less guilt when they believe they're choosing a healthy option, which then justifies larger portion sizes and increased caloric intake. The two most common nutrition claims that contribute to health halos, there are two buzzwords that are often aligned with making a healthful food choice that we want to highlight as they are so commonly used, but they're also two of the most misleading. The first one, fat-free slash low-fat slash reduced fat. Shoppers tend to believe low in fat equals low in calories, and this is not the case. When fat is removed from a food, it's usually replaced with unhealthy ingredients, think chemicals, and sugar, usually lots of it, to improve texture and flavor. All that added sugar can increase calorie count big time. Hello, bigger waistline. And end up being worse for your health overall than if you just had a bit of full fat original. Common examples of reduced fat foods perceived as healthy include yogurt. The flavored varieties are loaded with added sugar and other fillers, bottled salad dressing, peanut butter, think the cute teddy bears or squirrels, and commercially baked snacks like crackers, muffins, and cookies. Now, the other misleading health word is gluten-free. The term gluten-free has become synonymous with healthy, whether you need to avoid gluten for a bona fide health reason or not. Gluten-free does not equate to low carb, low calorie, whole grain, high fiber, low sugar, or organic. Remember, gluten is a protein found in wheat, spelt, kamut, rye, and barley. A gluten-free food doesn't contain any of these grains that contain gluten. That's it. Yet, you'll see gluten-free slapped on the labels of foods that never contain these ingredients to begin with. Case in point, potato chips. Potato chips should contain potatoes, oil, and salt. There are generally no gluten-containing products in chips, but food manufacturers still utilize the gluten-free label freely to help drive sales. And no, sorry, eating an entire bag of fried potato chips isn't a healthy option, even if the bag reads gluten-free. Gluten-free chips, cookies, and snack foods are still chips, cookies, and snack foods. So how do you avoid falling for health halos? On a positive note, just because a food or food-like product features a health halo type claim doesn't mean you can't have it. It just means you shouldn't overestimate the healthfulness of a product based on a word or two. So here are four tips for how to not fail for those alluring products. Number one, read the nutrition labels very carefully. Investigate the calorie, fat, and sugar content per serving to determine whether a food is the best choice for your health goals or not. Number two, read the ingredient lists very carefully. For example, if you're trying to eliminate added sugars, you'll want to steer clear of any products that list some form of sweetener in the first few ingredients. Number three, pay attention to portion sizes. Stick to a single serving and measure if you're tempted to overeat. Did you know that the average person generally eats 2 to 3 times the normal portion size for carbohydrate-heavy and/or salty snack foods? And number four, prepare your own snacks. Avoiding prepackaged snacks helps you to control ingredients. Now, if you want to try your own hand at baking, you can visit our blog post at drfrancishealthblog.com. I've got a great recipe on how to bake your own very healthy veggie chips. So thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode, and we'll see you in the next one.